You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 156.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
Welcome to another week of the Blissful Bites podcast. I have a foodie interview for you today with the blogger and entrepreneur Laura Clark. Laura is from Whole Food Nanny, and we met probably a little over a year ago, actually on Periscope, when Periscope was kind of like the it thing. I definitely was doing scopes or whatever it was called almost every day for a while, just sharing kind of business tips, something that I now do on Facebook Live because the audience is way more targeted and I don't really know anyone that still does Periscope anymore. But anyway, that's where I met Laura. She was Periscoping and sharing great recipes that she makes with her family, and she just has a real appreciation of whole foods and helping others eat healthy too. Laura and I both kind of got into this from Shalene Johnson, so we have that in common too. I think you'll really enjoy the episode, and be sure to come over to the Blissful Bites community and introduce yourself to Laura and let her know what you think of the episode. So let's get into it. Laura Clark is the creator of WholeFoodNanny.com. She is passionate about finding simple solutions to making eating healthy and easy. Laura focuses primarily on eating less processed food and mostly whole foods, also known as clean eating. Hey, Laura.
Hi, Nicole.
Thanks for being with us today. I'm so excited to chat with you.
Great. I am too.
So tell me a little bit about you and what you do.
Sure. So my name is Laura Clark, and I am a mom of three kids, and I enjoy being with my family. I enjoy running, I enjoy shopping, and I love date night. And just recently, I have started an online business, WholeFoodNanny.com, like you just said. And you pretty much explained it pretty well. I love helping families create healthy eating habits and making eating healthy easier.
So how did you actually get started with your blog and your courses?
Sure. So actually, about a year ago, I started diving into podcasts because I just love to listen to them in the car while I'm running, whatever. And I started listening to Shalene Johnson's, she has one called like the Shalene Show. And it was just like on self-improvement and finding something you love, and she'd like throw a little bit of business stuff in there. Anyway, so I started thinking, well, what would I love to do? And it kind of seemed like a no-brainer to me just because of what our family has been focusing a lot on over the last few years. And so from that, I just realized, okay, so how can I start this? And then I realized she also has a business podcast, so I started listening to that, and then that just kind of spiraled into listening to other podcasts and educating myself on online business.
I love that. And how did you actually figure out who you were writing for? Because if you look at your blog, it is very professional, and I admire what you've done because there are definitely, you've done a lot in a short amount of time.
Oh my gosh, Nicole, if you only knew. I have to tell you, it's been no easy task. And honestly, just finding good people to work with that see your vision and want to do a good job has kind of been one of the hardest struggles. But it hasn't been all of a sudden. In fact, last January was the first time I hired somebody to begin creating a website for me. So it has been one whole year just to get the website how I wanted it, how I wanted it to represent the brand. And so That first website designer did not work out at all. It's been a ton of money down the tube, and it was a big lesson learned. And yeah, so it hasn't been easy, but in the end, I'm really happy with how it's starting out being live. So,
and good. That actually brings up a really good point, because it is really hard to hire people and find someone who has the same vision as you. So I would love if you pass on any things that you've really learned about bringing someone onto your team or hiring someone like a website designer. What things do you look for now that you've done it that you'll like use next time moving forward?
Sure. So my number one tip that I would give is to never just pick somebody you don't know. So I have done that a couple times in my business, and it's really slashed back at me. But being referred to somebody by a friend just has made all the difference in the world. So I now have a few people that I'm working with, and they've all been referrals, and it's just been awesome. Like, that's the way to go. What was the other question there? I'm missing one of them.
Yeah, just advice on hiring someone that shares the same vision as you.
That's right. So initially I went on to like a virtual assistant website. I've even done some, I've had some VAs in the Philippines also. And while I think for specific tasks that are very narrow, I think it can be a good thing. However, for the things that I was needing and wanting, it ended up not being a good thing and didn't work well for what I wanted, not because they were dishonest, or in fact, I found that they were very loyal and wanted to do like the very best job. But there's some cultural differences that kind of make it difficult. And I quickly decided that having a referral was the way to go with that.
Yeah. So what do you think has been the best thing for your business? I actually found you probably a year ago at this point on Periscope, and you were doing daily live video. So are you still doing live video? How did you like establish yourself on Periscope?
Yeah. So live video, I believe, is the way to go for trying to build a business quickly. And just from my personal experience watching people on live video, you get to know them. It is the craziest mm-hmm. thing. Wouldn't you agree, Nicole?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I have gained a lot of friends through live video, and I had never talked to them on the phone before, but I'd watched a lot of their videos. And then finally, when we connected on the phone, it was like I knew them. It was like we'd been friends for months. And so live video is powerful. And yes, I started out on Periscope, and I did that for about 10 months straight. And I did it consistently. I didn't do it every day. And I know a lot of people encourage every day, but that was just not the life I wanted to build for myself. And so I did it about 3 or 4 times a day, which is still a lot when you're a mom with kids. But that was kind of my like practice round, where I felt like I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with the business. And I was trying, like, the website wasn't up during this time. So I was just getting video practice, and I was gaining the knowledge of how I wanted to create the business and the things I liked and wanted to focus on. And then I stopped during the summer because my kids were home. And then I just kind of went hard at really digging into the nitty-gritty of the background stuff in a business. So, you know, really polishing the website, getting the content up, I do ConvertKit, so setting all of that up, and I went hard during the summertime doing all of that, and then I'm now doing Facebook Live, and I've kind of basically stopped on Periscope, and the reason I did was because I have a following. It's not huge. I think I have like 4,400 maybe, or 43, and I stopped over there. I felt like the community I had built over there was great, but since I took the summer off, it wasn't the same anymore. And let me explain what I mean. I feel like I have a lot of followers, but they're not loyal tribers, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so it does.
Okay, so for example, when I'm over on Facebook Live, I know that people are watching the video because they sincerely like what I'm doing, versus you can just kind of wander around on Periscope, and I can even see the people that are following me, and you know, there's like lots of what they call trolls, and you know, people that really are just kind of there to mess up your vibe.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's a lot of people have that same feeling about Periscope now. So what would be your best tips for live video? Because, you know, when you're getting started, it is scary and it's daunting and people don't even really know what to say. So I would love for you to just share what you do on live video and how you got the courage to actually hit that go live button.
Oh my gosh, Nicole, there are very few things that I have done that are scarier than that. And I've done a lot of things. And it's just because it's putting yourself out there. It's putting yourself out there so everybody can see you mess up. It's live. And so, yes, you can expect mess ups. And some of the things that I do during my live videos is I always make sure I have a piece of paper like right under my phone with my bullet points. That helps me stay on track and it helps me make sure I'm saying the points that I really wanted to make sure I said. And that also helps calm my fear a little bit just to know, okay, this is what I'm saying and then I can get off. But it's still a scary thing for me. I think it's definitely easier than it was a year ago, but it's still daunting.
And what do you actually do on live video?
Oh, so on live video, I basically just go on there and give tips and want to connect and engage with my audience. So, for example, just a couple of days ago, I did "What's the hardest thing about eating healthy?" and I wanted the audience put in the comments the things that were hardest for them about eating healthy, and that was, you know, also I wanted to know that for my own business. I kind of already knew, but I really wanted to hear it from them. But then like the video before that I did "What's in my freezer?" and I just opened up my freezer, and here's the thing is in my head I'm thinking, who the heck would care? But that was actually one of my best engaged videos that had the furthest reach and the most views. And so it kind of told me that people want to see inside your life. They want to see how you do it and what you're all about.
Yeah. And how do you think, what is the best way you have found to get engagement on live video?
So the first few videos I did on Facebook Live, I didn't ask any questions, and it was more like, let me just give you this information, and then I'd hop off. So I think it definitely needs to be more geared towards them and asking questions, telling people to put, you know, make comments so that they know that you're wanting this relationship, because that's what you're doing over there. You're building relationships, and and I think that's what makes it fun too.
Yeah, that is really good. And I know I've totally gone on and just taught something and not actually asked any questions. So I think that is really, really great advice.
Thank you.
In this whole year that you have been creating your blog and your programs, what would you say has been your most proud moment so far?
Okay, a couple are coming to mind, so I'll just say them really quick. The first one was when I was on Periscope, I sold a course, and I had never done such a thing in my entire life. I didn't have a website up. And the way that I did it is I made the course a private course. So the people who bought in, you know, I just put like a link to PayPal in my profile on Periscope, and people paid for it that way. And then I started the course like a week later, and it was, you know, on Wednesday for 3 weeks or something. And people, what I would do is I would invite them on the day of the class. I would invite them when I was live, and only those people that paid for it were attending. Anyway, so that really opened my eyes to the potential, because I had a good response to people who bought in, and that made me feel so good. Like that was, I felt so proud. I felt proud that I taught it. I felt proud that it felt so good to teach. It was just kind of one of those feelings like, oh, this is what I want to do. This is what I love. So that was a proud moment. And I would say the second proud moment would be when I launched the website, because it had been boiling inside of me for a year. So you can imagine all of the, like, it, honestly, the first week I was emotionally exhausted, but after that it was a breath of fresh air and just a relief.
Yeah. And I love just how you said, especially just going back to that live video, is that you're asking questions and then actually paying attention to the answers, and that's the things that are shaping your business, because you're actually listening to the people who are watching you and what they're saying. And same thing with teaching the course. You created this course for people who were coming to you, and you just put it out there and you put yourself out there. I think those are two really big lessons that the listeners can take away, is that one, you have to ask questions and actually listen to what they're saying and do something with it. And then the second thing is, if you don't put yourself out there and you don't actually ask people to invest in you and your business, they're not going to even know that they can.
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, I feel like I can even do better at that. I feel like ever since I launched the website, I haven't really been promoting my products that much. And it's because you get that feeling, right, Nicole? You get that feeling of like, I don't want to be salesy, and I don't, like, that's not the whole purpose. I'm doing this. I'm doing this because I love to help people, and I want to help them create healthy habits for their family.
Yeah.
Got to get over it.
Yes, absolutely. So how did you decide to continue to offer courses? Because I know you have a few on your website. What's like your number one thing that you are offering right now?
Sure. So I have a couple of courses, and one is in the works right now. But the first course is a free course on ways to beat sugar addiction. So how to beat those sugar cravings. And so you can boost your energy is what the course is titled. And that has been a great course. It's received great feedback, and it's just a free email course. And that's like kind of the front picture on my website is going to that. And that just really helps people who are struggling with sugar, because let's get real. Sugar is a problem. It's in so many of our processed foods, and most of us consume processed foods all the time. And then that causes us to feel fatigued and things like that. And then the other course that I offer is called Whole Foods Made Simple, and that is just a mini course that gives people kind of the basics to healthy eating. It helps them understand what foods are healthy and why they are healthy, and what to look for, and how to identify processed foods, and a whole lot of that.
Yeah, and how did you decide to actually do the Get Rid of Sugar free e-course?
Why did I decide to do that?
Yeah.
Because I see that as the biggest hang up for people. I mean, you just all the time hear about people who have to have their Coke every single day. And the reason that they do is because they're addicted. And when they don't, you get all of these withdrawal symptoms like headaches and fatigue, and your blood sugar skyrockets when you consume those, but then you crash. And so I saw that as a major pain point. You know, people who get headaches all the time, people who feel moody and irritable, and they don't really know why, they just are, and people who feel like they need naps all the time. Anyway, so I felt like that was a big pain point, and so it was something that I really wanted to help people with.
And I love that. I love that. I think that's such a great, valuable course. For those who are really looking to get started with ebooks or courses, how do you think they should decide whether you should do something for free, like this free sugar course, or then go into something paid? How did you decide to navigate that?
So I think there's a lot of different strategies you can take with it. For me personally, my whole goal was to build my email list. And for any new entrepreneur, that should be your main strategy as you're starting out. Would you agree with that, Nicole?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that was just that was my email list building tool, and I wanted that there in place. And then I wanted to start a mini course. I don't feel like people who are new and just starting out can really throw out a $500 course or more, or even a $300 course. I think that you really have to make sure you have your audience pretty warm before you can throw something out like that, in my opinion. And so that's kind of why I've decided to take things slow here, build my email list, make my audience warm to me, understand what I'm doing, what I'm all about, how I can help them. And then in the works right now is my signature course, Whole Food Academy.
I love that. And that is 100% true. I think there are a lot of different views and opinions on that. But the reality is it's hard to sell online. And if you don't have a dedicated, loyal audience with enough people, then it's going to be really hard to sell something that is pricey. And I think that is a little underestimated, how hard it is to actually get someone to purchase.
Exactly. Well, and just think about yourself. Honestly, I listened to Chalene Johnson for a year before I ever purchased something from her, even though I was listening to all of her podcasts and everything she was doing. It took me a long time, and she's the real, you know, she's professional. She has a following. And here I am. I really don't have a big following, and it didn't seem realistic to me to try to put together an academy and try to sell that first off.
Yeah, I love that. And it can be a little daunting online because you do see those messages a lot. Just make a course and sell it. And that in between stage is very misleading at first. And I mean, that is my whole point with, like, right now I'm about to launch the Food Entrepreneur Summit and just busting those myths out there that you can create a course and sell it. But if you really want to have success and get your time worth it, what does it really take to do that?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love how you're going to really target those MythBusters in your it's a summit. Is that what you're doing?
Yes. Yes.
Super cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. So what do you think has been the most instrumental to you in the past year? Was it Chalene Johnson, the podcast? I would love to know, like, that one pivot turning point for you and your business.
It was definitely the Build Your Tribe podcast by Chalene Johnson. And I get that a lot. Her style may not appeal to everyone. I really think you have to find somebody that makes you tick. And her podcast gave me confidence. I don't know how to explain it. It was like I was able to wake up every morning early. I'm exercising every day. I can't say I'm doing all these things right now, but I'm saying that it gave me the confidence that I needed to know I could do this. I totally got this. I'm going to do it. And so, if that's all it gave me, I mean, that I think that in and of itself is priceless.
Yeah. And that's funny that you said that, because she totally was that for me also. She was like the catalyst. The first thing, that was the first tipping point for me. Then I had others along the way, but she was definitely like that bridge to this business world for me.
Yeah. And I would say that now, honestly, I don't listen to her anymore, but now there's other really great entrepreneurs who have awesome podcasts like yourself. And one of them that I really, really like is Amy Porterfield. But again, that's, you know, if you're interested in Facebook stuff and webinars, but she also has a great podcast.
Yes. I definitely love and listen to her as well. So just to wrap up, what would you say would be your biggest piece of advice for someone who is really just starting out on their business journey?
I would say don't rush it. I know that sounds, you know, I know there's a lot of people that really feel like they have to pound it, but I feel like when you rush it, your audience can tell. I feel like they feel it in your vibes. I feel like that you look desperate at times. And so I feel like there's something about it that you really have to make it grow organically, I'm messing this all up, Nicole, but I feel like there has to be something that where you just take your business one step at a time and let it just direct you and guide you to the ways it needs to go for it to be successful, rather than just jumping off feet in all these different directions, trying to see what's going to work.
It does make sense. And I 100% agree, because building a business, it doesn't happen overnight. There really, really aren't any overnight successes. It takes time, it takes patience, and it takes showing up every single day. So I think that is perfect advice. And you do have to have patience.
Yeah. And you said it right there. The other big thing is consistency. I think you just have to be dang consistent. And that's kind of the stage I'm in with my business right now, is just showing up week after week with content. It doesn't have to be a ton. You just have to do something.
Yes, absolutely. And lastly, just to wrap it up, tell everyone where they can find you, your website, and your social media handles.
Oh, sure. So you can find me on Periscope, though I'm really not active there, but Facebook Live, I do a lot of that at Whole Food Nanny. I have a business page there, and then Twitter, and I'm active on Instagram also. So Instagram and Facebook are my jam, and both are Whole Food Nanny, and the website is wholefoodnanny.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Laura. You were so much fun.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's been an honor. Thank you, Nicole.
You can find all information about Laura and the Whole Food Nanny in our show notes at nicoleculverblog.com/podcast. You've been listening to the Blissful Bites podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more inspiring interviews and a helpful business tip.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.